the fact that this strain is being maintained in the wild bird population, maybe not at a high level, but that it's out there, tells us and tells our poultry producers, you better be vigilant, you better be on your biosecurity, you better be looking out for this, and you better be watching your birds very carefully for any signs of sickness.
He said the duck appears to have suffered from one of the strains that caused the previous outbreak, and it's a powerful reminder that highly pathogenic avian influenza is still out there in wild birds. Dr. Scheer talks about the difficulty in keeping bird flu from getting into flocks and from spreading.
This is a virus, and you can see what's going on in Europe and Asia and Africa. This is a virus that's very hard to keep out of the population. What we generally see with these types of viruses, these high path viruses, is there's point source introductions, usually from wildlife. Those point source introductions are then spread because this is a silent disease at first, and people spread it because they don't know they have it. And significant signs may not develop. Sometimes they do. The birds develop signs of avian influenza. Other times, you just simply see a large die-off of birds all of a sudden.
And Dr. Scheer explains the procedures used to test wild birds for avian influenza.
Most of the samples that we take are hunter harvest survey testing. So if the hunters are out there shooting the ducks, it's the easiest way to test them. And we can get a good sample that way. We have, as I said, a blanketed plan that blankets the high poultry producing states in the United States with samples, a certain number per state, and we use that plan to test. We do also test if there's a large bird die-off or a significant event in the wild bird population. We'll go out and test those also to make sure that something isn't going on from that perspective.
So again, due to the fact that a wild duck shot in Montana was found carrying the H5N2 strain of avian influenza, poultry farmers are being urged to boost their biosecurity measures.